Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm going back to where the beach is near, the beer is dear, there's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around in one second, the whistle is gone, strand, and smuggled over is at your back. By the river side, it can match the tide of all as it flows.
Well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
So bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Very tight and drives it clean out over the fence. Out in the field of Cotton. Jesus,
in the bookie shop. I done.
Hello. Welcome to the Sligo Podcast. Ross, Ronan.
Adrian.
Yeah, how are you? Simple, short show today, I believe.
Yeah, we have the eyes on the prize this weekend, haven't we?
The big one is only 5 days away.
The big dance.
6 days away? 5 days. Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
And we're really prepared.
Huh?
And we're really prepared for it.
A lot of work to do.
That's not an understatement.
Sorry, this kebab is taking it out of me.
It's a lovely looking kebab though, Adrian.
Sitting here in front of a superfood kebab.
Super fast.
I thought the agreement was that we were going to go for kebabs after this show.
Was it?
Yeah.
You can still go. I'll try. more work to do after the show. So yeah, it's going to be a quick show. How was your weekend, Ross? You'd... The dreaded COVID.
Yeah, since the last show. So I kind of, got through it now. It was just a very, very tired for the 10 days now. It's going a bit crazy in the house. You know, Marie and Isla headed off to Colliery and Ballina.
Two beautiful spots.
they didn't get it now, thankfully. So I was back on work on Friday. And unfortunately, apology to Kieran Stafford, I wasn't able to go to a stag because of the said condition. I took a lot of flack from it on the Saturday.
Did you?
There was salacious and crude WhatsApps being sent my way on Saturday because I was at the Black Rock match instead of in Limerick.
It was a fuck me all sent you at one stage.
Oh, there was awful stuff said to me. I actually had to turn my phone off. I was trying to say, like, I was at the match with Marie and Isla, like, it was a big difference than going to Limerick. Like,
yeah. If I give you 10 guesses of who sent the messages, you won't guess it.
I'd say I could probably name the people that were there. Yeah. Bellew and Heinze and yourself.
And don't at me now.
Well, the three of you were involved.
No.
Heinze and Bellew. Yes.
No, not really. But they didn't send the messages.
No, I was off Gary's phone now and I revved up at Gary. I lost the plot. I went from not to 90 straight away with my response to the message. I turned the text blue. But me and Gary, we talked it out yesterday. And
Lucky should have came on the stag.
Yeah.
But so you're in rude health now.
Yes, here we go. Full of antigens for the Christmas period.
We've all had to have our test now in the last...
We did. We had a ropey day now. So I had to obviously tell the boys when I got the word that they were close contacts of mine on the Monday afternoon. So you had squeaky bum time there yourselves when you were waiting for your PCR tests. But all negative.
All good.
All negative. Got the brain tickled, yeah. It's nasty, isn't it?
I went to Castle Bar for mine to get it done.
How did you do it up there?
Oh, it was very good service, actually. They were in great spirits, I must say. They're actually very good. I will actually just call someone out here.
All right.
Yeah. Symptoms started Wednesday, failed an antigen test, went into the PCR, and obviously that evening. But I, on a, no notion where I picked it up from, and no one that I was around on the Saturday or any of the days came to with any symptoms, and no one I've heard of either was positive. But lo and behold, on the Friday afternoon, I got a text message to say that I was a close contact. So obviously someone was good enough to give my details to the HSE, but not good enough to come to me on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and tell me.
Bastards.
You know?
I wonder who it was.
Yeah, we'll never know, Adrian.
At least you were proactive about it. Anyway.
Yeah, don't, thank God, yeah. So the antigen tests did the business, so go and get them.
That's the COVID report. No questions in.
Well, we didn't ask.
No, we didn't ask. No. We were preoccupied and nervous.
I didn't actually think we're doing a podcast.
That'll be a proper podcast.
Yeah. If
people were preempting our shows by sending us questions.
So you've loads of times to ask questions on Saturday night.
Yeah.
We finalise our lineup in the meantime. So Connemara and RF are going to be on the GA side of things.
Yeah.
It'll be a good combination now.
RF masked up. A few people asking.
I don't know. That's what he's asking, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people going because RF. A few people said.
People that I would have thought don't know who RF is are going. They can't wait to see him.
Yeah. It's, you're in for a treat. It's very easy in the eyes.
Sligo County board members take him under the wing.
If you spot the guy drinking special, you know.
Cut jeans.
What is special? Guinness and Smithwick's.
Guinness Smithwick's head.
All right.
Yeah. So, Guinness, the other way around. Smithwick's Guinness head. She's matching the other way around.
Just the Guinness head.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Did you think of something else?
No, I thought it might have been half and half or something. But some right being run in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of fellas like from Strandhill around to me who listen to my own football because there's a big Enda cult.
Murty, you love Enda.
Ah, he's a great man. Yeah, the boys tipped up, like, they've tipped up some great winners too. Like,
yeah.
They did say Knockmore at the quarterfinal stage.
10-1.
10-1. Because I actually watched the Mayo final yesterday because
just dour.
I haven't listened to them. Oh, terrible. Terrible stuff.
10-1, yeah. Been talking them a while out to worry, yeah.
To worry, yeah. Now it's at the quarterfinal stage. It seems like a big price for a team to win it last year anyway, but...
Mm. They weren't playing that well. And anyways, I'll go back to that later on. So, yeah. And the Mac Attack and Gino, of course. You got a few worried texts from the two boys.
From the two boys.
What if we set up for them?
Yeah, a few times they've asked us what it is, and I couldn't tell them because we didn't know. But
it's Mark with a C. We don't really know ourselves.
Sport Mark, Gino and Mac. Yeah, who else do we have?
The rugby.
Frankie and Paddy. Yeah, I was chatting to Paddy earlier. Now he's prepping for some stories.
Raf and Alan Keane.
To complete the...
I think it's a pretty good lineup, isn't it?
Different. And of course, then our first... Inaugural Sligo Way Karaoke Championships are going to kick off.
Explain how we're going to do this now on the night.
There's four entrants. We've got one lined up already. If anyone wants to get involved, DM us, slide in. So you need to have two songs picked now. Because it's a semi-final.
And if you get through to that, you go through to the,
and the final.
Final.
You need
so.
A different song for the final. So you need a song good enough to get you through the semi, head-to-head against someone.
Yeah.
And it'll be
done. Toss of a coin.
Yeah, we'll have the old clapometer out inside the winner of that. And, yeah.
So we'll do that after one of the sections. We'll do a semi-final, then another section, then a semi-final.
Will it be like the X Factor, you know, the person that wins, would they have to sing again? You know,
in
celebration.
Yes.
Well, we're hoping to lead with the first Christmas song at the end.
First Christmas song of the year is going to be sang at the end of the show. Yeah, that's a good one. I was listening to a few of them on the way down to Liverpool.
Have you finalised which one you want to pick yet?
I don't know. There's a few good ones, like, what did I send the one into you? What was that? The Shakin' Stevens.
Shakin' Stevens.
Yeah. You can imagine McSherry singing Shakin' Stevens.
That'd be beautiful.
We leave you to pick that song, yeah.
Let's see. I was actually, I'll tell you a story later. It's a story of me. I was singing Feed the World with Tabby Callaghan there. I'll tell you about it. Let's go crack, though. Well, nothing, God, it's them. You really took off with that one. So we're all looking forward. Right, we'll go into our little bits. We'll be so lads.
Yeah, we'll just go straight into it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll rugby, Ross, because that was where the main event was at the weekend.
He's made 5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this fella.
Zinzan Brook. So, Ross.
Yes, sir.
So you didn't go to Limerick on the stag.
No.
You fucked up the Black Rock for the AL Division 2B game.
Couldn't resist it. Couldn't stay away.
You've probably seen it on social media. The last minute kick claimed the points.
Yeah, it did. Josh Reeves with a clutch kick to give us the rewards. But it was a real dogfight. Jesus Christ.
What was the final score, sorry?
16-14. Yeah, so like massive wind. BlackRock won the toss and chose to take the wind and come at us. Well, we said, have at it. Big defensive performance in the first half. We actually scored a bit after soaking up a lot of pressure. Yeah, Hubert Glavary got an intercept and went half the pitch, stepping a couple of fellas. It was a serious try. He had a great game, actually. He's getting better every game.
Scrum half?
Yeah, now that he's getting just a steady run at scrum half. Like I said it before, that he's in a professional setup as you know, trying to make it as a nine, and he hadn't played 80 minutes as in senior rugby as a nine until this season. But now he's getting more minutes, and he's getting better with every game. Then basically, Blackrock got a try just before halftime, penalty try from a scrum. They had about eight scrums on our 5 meter line, and just eventually they're very heavy forwards. Helped them with
what do you mean by heavy?
Ah, look, they
rotund.
Rotund, yeah. They were from the Gary O'Hare School of Strength and Conditioning.
Four lights.
Yeah. So the big heavy beefy rotund Blackrock forwards. got a penalty try there. So it was 8-7 at half time, and then in the second half. Then now Blackrock did have a lot of possession, and they scored a try kind of with about 10 minutes to go to make it 14-8. And it was looking like it was out of our reach then at that stage. But they kicked the ball away to us, box kicked it to us, and Josh got the ball, passed it to the backs. Cal made a big run, big counter-attack from downtown. Ryan Feely made the break. Ryan's first game back for us, actually, at 13, and he had a great game. You don't give him too many chances. What was that line you had for him before, Adrian?
Giving him space is like giving Dracula the keys to the blood bank.
Correct.
Yeah, you use that again in the showgrounds. About Romeo Parks, yeah.
Romeo.
So I've used that in two different sports commentaries. We never asked back to the showgrounds after that.
That was the start of their big rut, wasn't it? He cursed them for fucking ages. End of season review. Don't ever fucking get those boys back. Anyways, Feely straightened it up. Passed it to Enda Gavin, who released Guilherme Coghetto, who touched down in the corner. And Josh hit the post with that one. So I thought it was all over then. Thought that was our chance, you know. And then they restarted it. This is, like I said, there's a minute left at this stage. So they kicked the ball off to us. We claimed it and went for an attack. Hubert got high tackled into touch. It was the exact same thing that happened to us against Corinthians when we lost that final, league final. So basically we got a penalty for a seatbelt tackle, kicked it down, had a maul, went about one third the pitch, and they pulled it down, got the penalty. So a bit of hesitation, you know, Josh had just hit the post previously twice. There was a bit of a debate going for the corner. Matthew Early said no. Over the post, back yourself, and then Josh steadied himself and knocked that kick over. So it was a really, really nice victory now over a highly.
You don't like them?
No, I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't like them. Yeah, not a secret.
And a few ex-Ligo players playing with them.
Yeah, a few ex-Ligo players in that forward pack that we spoke of, Kieran Cassidy and Matthew Cosgrove. So it was good to see the boys, and the lads certainly enjoyed tackling them. there's a big crowd there. It was ridiculous, actually, right? They went missing for about 15 minutes before kickoff. Okay, their backs were still on the pitch, and I could hear this wild shouting, you know, like, and I was like, what the fuck are they up to? Like, I could hear the Blackrock rest of the team, but I couldn't see them anywhere. And you could just hear all the, like, you know, just motions that I thought they were in the change room. Like, you know, did you ever see that old thing back in the day when you're pulling the chains and punching the ground and, you know, like just doing kind of some like fucking high movement.
Someone tried to move into an affordable.
So I thought they were up to some outrageous horseplay in some room, sending it. And I was like,
what the cup.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are they doing? They're hardly in there for 15 minutes, like roaring their heads off, fucking getting up for this. Like, and then I looked in, they have a built-in room with an indoor scrum machine in this fucking room off the pitch. Like, you wouldn't fucking see it in professional rugby. Like, insane stuff. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. So anyways, yeah, they came onto the pitch and that was it. It was a good win. So we're up to fourth now, 2 points off second, and we are playing Belfast Harlequins this weekend before our show, and they're in third place, a point above us.
All right, that's a big one.
So it's a big one for us this weekend now. And Wanderers are playing, it's not Corinthians, they're playing another top five team, so we could, all going well, move up to second place this weekend. And you know, it's
two goes up in that.
Yeah, so it's two goes up at the moment. It's at the moment. They said at the start of the season, we're going to go for it fully, right? Normally, your first choice goes up, and then the teams below that go into a playoff. And then they go against the team that comes that's second from bottom in the league above. So basically, they did say, though, if any games are called off due to COVID, that they might just have to scrap it and go one up, one down. But now there has been games called off already, and fucking Buccaneers actually went to... Dolphin at the weekend, and they were told 10 minutes before the team bus pulled in that the game was off due to COVID. Jesus. Yeah, they're just disgusted. So they shared the points, 2 points each, but Buccaneers hadn't lost a game yet. Do you know what I mean? So it's points drop for them, you know, debate. Yeah. So they're raging. But actually, chatting to the BlackRock, one of the BlackRock managers on the IRFU fixtures committee, as he loved telling me.
Not the moderator, no.
Should have
got him as a guest for the live show.
But he said that they're going to go back to a 2-up, 2-down system, and it should go through. But he said, don't underestimate the teams in the bottom half kicking up. So basically, he just said, if we get through Christmas, you'd imagine things will ease up a little bit in terms of numbers and whatnot. So these next 3 weeks, this is, if there's a sight of cancellations or fixtures called off, we could be going back to 1-up, 1-down. So
interesting.
Yes, fingers crossed. We wouldn't like that now, obviously, being in a playoff position. It'd be very tough to bloody play in the second half of the year because Greystones are running away with our league. They haven't been beaten yet. Now, we are playing them in Fortnite, so...
Home or away?
Away. We've beaten them away before, though, so we'll have no fear.
Very good.
That's it, yeah. We said it was going to be short and sweet this week, didn't we?
Whoa. There was a big game on in town last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
I chat and Nishi Dowd about it yesterday, actually. He was saying it was gas. You could hear them coming up through the hill, through the fields.
Yeah, like, it's stuck up like, it's like, what's a crawl through the river?
Across the river?
Real SAS stuff.
It's just like the beach scene in Saving Private Ryan. It's coming up. But
suppose he does a WhatsApp group set up and some teacher infiltrated it somehow.
Stop.
Yeah, this wasn't told. And
I think Declan Brecklin was under high alert. He was running around taking videos and shooing people.
They were told to only to wear all black and masks and all this.
They were masked up. There was balaclavas. Yeah.
Where did they get the blue flares out of? I know you asked this question about flares before, but where do young fellas get a blue flare?
I don't know, but I seen one at the Mayo County final yesterday. You know,
the Pope was there again.
The Pope was there again. And Marie was at the match now. She thoroughly enjoyed it. She was sending us in those video updates.
Forgot about that.
Should have, like, I would say if I rocked up, they would have let me in, would they?
I don't know. Like, they were very strict on the gate now for not letting people in. And
they were trying to say it's due to COVID. Like, but
I heard, did they mark their territory for the last game where he heard?
They what?
That's the way it's put.
They what?
Some Summer Hill lads marked their territory outside the grammar.
Okay.
Didn't hear that, but...
That's how it was put to me. Not this time, but...
But I look... about
the mighty grammar won anyways.
They did, yeah. Yeah, the boys fell short. They've done all right, that Summer Hill team. They didn't really have a team at the start of the year, so they're building. But the grammar took... It was 22-11. Yeah. The grammar got a yellow card... Summer Hill got a yellow card in the first 2 minutes... Shane Toolan gave a yellow card for he said one of their players punched a fella in the face in contact, like,
surely a red card.
Scandalous kind of stuff, to be honest with you. But look,
he's the same guy who sent me off of tag rugby for throwing a baguette on the pitch.
Interesting.
A very hard line, so
just as a Frenchman.
I
just remembered one more saying from another commentary. I think it was Sligo Ballina. It was giving whoever space was like giving Augustus Glump the keys to the chocolate factory.
Right. We'll never be back again.
No. Quick for the GA, so will we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chance here for Jesse Sloan. Can he score? Yes! Sligo!
Okay. Very short and sweet GA, lads. Connacht scene was on for the clubs. So St. Pat's played Glenfarne, Kilty Clogher.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
In the Connacht Junior quarter final, they won 3-14 to 3-8.
The mighty Pats.
Yeah. I would been confident they would have won that anyways. Glenfarne didn't win the...
Oh, their second?
The Mohill won to Junior, but they couldn't go into Connacht. So Pats now play this weekend against St. Joseph's Roscommon in the park again on Saturday. So nice to have games this time of year. So good win for Pats, yeah. Tour of Strambets and Cairns from...
London.
In the...
It was in Markovic.
It was in the park on Sunday, 9-4.
Yeah.
So they're playing Knockmore now.
Yes.
In the semi-final, and I think they'll beat them.
Oh, okay.
Throw it out here now, yeah?
Yeah.
This is the time.
I seen the 9-4 scoreline yesterday, and I just assumed it was halftime.
I wasn't at it, I didn't see it, but I was chatting a few people around it, and they said, it was quite defensive. And
I watched the first half myself.
Didn't really have any forwards. So, but Tour of Strand, 9-4. They'll take it. I think they'll beat Knockmore. Said it here. You heard it here first.
What will our ref say to that now?
Price on that, I'd say. Yeah.
I don't know. I think they will. They're due to.
And because Mount Pellew would be scraped by
Ballinamore, yeah.
Ballinamore yesterday.
Tour of Strand and Ballinamore played a challenge match last week, I believe, a draw.
There's a form line. Because actually, Moylock the football team were playing Connacht Cup against Ballysalaire.
Moylock 69 or something?
79.
All right. Oh, yes. Big bunch of shaggers are right down.
We talk about it in the football, but they switched their game to Sligo.
So they could go to the other game.
So they could go to Carrick. Yeah, they switched to 11 o'clock in Sligo. Nobody could figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
Were Farland's playing at the weekend?
No, they're playing St. Faulia's. I thought that was this weekend, but it's not, in the intermediate.
Where are they from?
Faulia's are from Roscommon. They're just beside... What's that place if you're going through Longford and Roscommon? Not Lewisburg. No. Not Lewisburg.
Oh, begins with a B. It's
There's Tarman Barry there.
Benoon or something. Anyways, or Benoon or Benoon.
There's no place called Benoon.
I said sounds like. It's just after the fucking Ballinalak.
No, this isn't the Roscommon to Longford. Longford, Roscommon, back road, like... I think it's anyway. St. Faulia's be good enough. I didn't think they were intermediate, but they've the Murtaugh's playing with the Roscommon boys. Okay. So that's who Farns playing. And Aisky, actually, I'll just get the result just not to switch off for a second. Aisky hurlers, Aisky's Farns hurlers. Sorry, they won the semi final yesterday. 1 second, to get the...
Maybe that's why it wasn't on top. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, they bet Clune Imanch. Who I believe are Manor Hamilton. Yeah. 2:15 to 1:15. So they're in the final now against some team from Galway. I don't know who they are. So, and the Minor A final was on in the park yesterday. Calera lost another final. Shamrock Hills, 2-8 to 9 points. So, disappointment now.
Yeah, you were.
A bunch of lads, but yeah, just fell short. Sure, it'll all stand to them, I suppose. A County A final, Minor final without linesman. But that's the senior final. It's the second biggest day. The minor was always and just there was four umpires, a referee, and no linesman. So and like the manager, he asked one of us to do the line management. Like
it's unbelievable.
Just asking for trouble. Like nothing happened. Like in fairness, but it's much.
Yeah.
But So congratulations to Shamrock Hills. There was a few 120 games on. I didn't get all the scores. Aisky Farland's actually Beppe Duncliff 118 to 111. Don't know what that means for it all.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The B Championship. The other 20 is still going on. It's a weird time of year. I don't know how the interest is huge. Anything else? I know I'm saving all my GA stuff for the two big GA heads now.
You were chatting to Connemara. He's a few stories.
I have a good chat with him now. He's a few stories lined up and about the good old days and
helping out older men in the GAA community. It's a good story about that. RF will bring his own, of course. Band of followers from Clooney, ex Omar Gill's player and management.
Yeah. Actually, didn't we get a DM from a fella saying, listen, you said you have no Mayo listeners.
Oh, yes, must give him the shout out. What's his name?
Lovely fella.
I think I said on the last show, sure, nobody would be listening.
No one listens to Mayo,
He hasn't missed an episode since.
Hasn't missed a minute of an episode, you reckon? It's great to know.
Yeah. I was being angry first with us.
Yeah, like, oh, shit.
private messages.
Did we write back to that fella?
No, better.
We'll give him the shout out.
We'll give him the shout out. Now, if he does listen every minute, he doesn't need to be brought back.
Now, Jamie Hoban, you big me old bollocks. Great to hear you're listening. And sure, you might come down Saturday night.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's the GA. Come back at Rovers and junior soccer. So another season done in the showgrounds, Marty.
All over, Adrian. Yeah. Won all with the Bulls on Friday. Really good in the first half. Like obviously, Bulls something to play for. Rovers really didn't. Johnny was electric. Scored a goal. Had about two other shots in
there. Saw another shot there. He shared
two
today.
Two players weren't bad for Shamrock Hills Miners yesterday either. There's six of them. That's what I told yesterday. Yeah.
Jesus. But lads, he was since like the Bulls fellas were.
I could be wrong there, sorry, but that's what someone told me yesterday.
6 million of them.
He was sensational. Yeah. Think he sculled the crossbar after scoring the goal as well.
But so Bulls kind of pushed on a bit. They needed something.
You knew. In fairness, second half was all Bulls, but then actually when they scored, you see that sometimes a team puts so much into getting level that they actually can't quite.
Yeah,
rose
a few chances at the end. Rose
a couple chances at the end. Yeah, so look, satisfactory. You know.
What was the atmosphere like? The crowd?
It was a good crowd up there. It was fairly good crowd down from Bulls. Bulls fans are good too. You know, you don't have to worry about the same old shite you might have to worry about with a certain other Dublin team.
Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah.
or UCD.
Just a Cabin Teely play on the Blackrock pitch as well.
Did it?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, wild enough.
That must be a bit bumpy, is it?
Yeah, no, but the pitch is an unbelievable dick now, in fairness. So I will give them that.
Okay.
Yeah. Go on.
That's the indoor scrum machine. You don't have to practice there during the winter.
But one all, Johnny was electric. Yeah, he's.
Yeah. And that was after being away with the
under-19. We had a good start there about who he's scored against in the last few weeks.
I'll have to credit Brian Kenny for that one now. I didn't come up with that myself.
All right. So the podcast all the credit for that.
So if your man scales is 600k, what's his value now?
It's hard to know. Do you know, in fairness,
he's gone, isn't he?
I honestly don't know. I think probably the best thing, if someone bought him and said, he's better off staying here for another year.
He's playing adult football, yeah.
Playing adult football.
I don't want him to go to Celtic. I think that's a graveyard for random young players.
Young Irish players don't seem to have done anything over there either.
No, a couple of them under 20 fellas.
But if he's playing for Celtic under 23s, what standard is he going to play against?
Exactly, yeah, you're better off playing
stink.
Over
him. Yeah.
But he's got better. As the season's gone on, he's got better and better as well. Yeah, hopefully it wasn't the last time we see him in Showgrounds, but I'm sure speculation will be rife.
Give him a shout out. He's going to a 21st on Saturday night. He can't make the show. He's a listener, but he can't make the show. Poor Johnny. Is his friend's 21st? Did we get to catch the friend's name? No.
Didn't get the friend's name, no.
Right. Well, best wishes, Johnny Kenny's friend, on your 21st.
From the lads.
That is a great bit of stuff. More signings wrapped up.
Yeah, I think that's the bulk of the squad kind of that they
15,
want.
15, is it already?
Already, yeah. There's,
I'd say there's no club like that in the League of Ireland.
Probably other than Shams at the minute.
All that business done.
Yeah, and it's good. It's a good. You get it. Just get it done early now. And I assume he's going to be looking for players. So I assume we will see some signings this side of Christmas. Because they'll be back. I think the league actually starts back early next year.
Is it?
It might be back in about mid-February.
Jesus.
That's what it got. You see, pre-COVID.
Only 6 weeks off now, don't they?
Yeah, they'll be back training on probably the second, third of January.
Jesus.
So, I'd say we will see a few signings.
We have to, yeah.
And I know the Rovers are making their season ticket push early this year.
It's good prices too, isn't it?
Yeah, good prices on it. Yeah, and every season ticket sold goes straight into that fund for next year, I suppose.
I was told by a good source now, a good connection to Rovers, that contact to be made with Jack Byrne.
That came out somewhere, I think. Yeah, I heard that too.
I saw that yesterday.
They threw out a field.
I was amazed.
That'll be a bit in fairness, he went back to them, but But it just shows you where
it's ambitious.
Yeah, it's ambitious. Yeah.
So, what was someone said? His reveal video was tacky enough, was it?
Yeah, I was just.
Which is amazing.
Daniel McDonald said that in one of his podcasts last week.
Who did?
Daniel McDonald, you know the league.
Did he, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, maybe that's
I heard that somewhere too. I definitely heard that somewhere. I just can't remember where. But yeah, it shows the level of player that we're going after. And like, obviously, it's a lot easier for him to go back to Tala anyway. But look, if we're targeting them sort of players, do you know, hopes will be high for next season.
Yeah, big time. Big time. So that's another season done. Who was your player of the year?
Oh, good question. I split it halfway down the middle between Gary Buckley and John Mann. I think John Mann got the actual player of the season award.
He did, I think, yeah.
Yeah, two of them sensational.
Johnny got young, did he?
Johnny got young player of the year, yeah. Yeah. The two of them, yeah. I find it very hard to choose between the two of them. Even, like, Gary Buckley was out of Friday night, Shane Blaney played instead, but he had a great game, but it's just when the two of them were together. And I think in the slump, John Mann missed a few weeks, Buckley missed a couple of weeks, either side of it. So that probably didn't help, but as well as Bulger being out. Bulger's been sensational as well. Obviously, like, Johnny deserves a shout as well, but them two for me have been the same. Okay. Actually, I forgot it. McGinty and Golds has obviously been sensational as well. But it's split between the centre halves.
Pretty good. And McGinty resigned.
Yeah.
Goal of the season?
Goal of the season. Good question. Jordan Gibson got one up in Daly Mount. That was a great team move. That or maybe De Vries against Pats.
De Vries, yeah. Home or away? Home?
Away. The one he got a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you put me on the spot with these questions.
Who's the best player you've seen in the Showgrounds this year?
There's only one, I think, now that I've seen in Showgrounds this year.
Benny and O'Brien.
Oh, Benny and O'Brien.
Benny and O'Brien.
BBW. What a player.
Benny and O'Brien Whitmer.
He was the guy we spotted at the Kennedy Cup in 2013.
2013, yeah. Even though the ages don't add up at all. Two fake stats thrown in there. Yeah, so Europe, that's the job done. I think when we were talking at this time last year about what the aim be for next year, we getting back to Europe, I think it was it top three or something.
You said it from the start consistently, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, no, like, and probably.
Geez, Derry are doing some business.
Well, yeah, they've just got your man. Your man, their chairman, sold his. He had an engineering company. He sold it for like 19 billion or something like that. No, 19 billion might be way off. But there was. I did see someone say he could spend a billion and sell couple of billion left over.
Right.
So, they'll be going for it there. And obviously, geographically, it's a bit hurtful with them. But let them at it. Now, I suppose for them as well, like, they finished fourth, but might not qualify for Europe. Both win the cup, both qualify, for Europe. So. It'd be interesting. It'd be an interesting off-season because I think Pats will get stronger, Bowes will get stronger. How do you know what will happen at Dundalk? But
Shelburne have a few pounds now.
Duff's there, man.
Where did they get a few pounds?
Some fella, I think, as well, in behind them.
Fell between me and Duff, yeah.
Duff manages them. So, yeah, it'd be interesting. It'll be a tough league next year, actually. There'll be no Longford in it.
No, there'll be no soft touch.
No, because obviously Shelburne coming up, and I think Waterford will probably win the playoff. But
against UCD.
Against UCD, yeah. So, all to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, it's straight back into the Showgrounds this year, not like the start of last year.
Canoe, there's some bad news coming up today, supposedly, but we'll talk about that later.
No, we'll say positive.
Yeah, so junior soccer, it was Connacht Cup weekend,
wasn't it? So we were away at Gairdín, 1-4-0 up in Gairdín. I'll just briefly go through the results here, just with the Sligo teams. I'll go through the winners. Ara Harps, ourselves, Strand Celtic, St. John's, and that is it, actually, to go through from the Sligo Leitrim in the Connacht Cup.
So only four teams through?
Yeah, have I missed someone there? Ballaterre as well. Ballaterre won.
They bit my lock, 69ers.
We've already discussed.
In the GA section.
But I suppose there's a few good local, like St. John's and Ben Mullen, supposed to be a great game. That finished 4-3 to St. John's. MCR had a tough one. They were away at Ballinasloe Town, who would always be strong enough. That finished 1-0. Carberry went down in Ballina 4-1. That was probably two of the biggest teams in Connacht going, or two of the top teams in Connacht going head-to-head there. And then our old friends in Killarney, they went down 3-2 in Galway to Carrick Rangers, who won the Connacht Cup in 2019. Great performance from Killarney. And from what I've heard, they had chances that they could have brought it to extra time.
Right.
Which is very good against a team of Carbs.
So Strand played Carbs B team then, was it?
Strand won 4-2 against Carbs B team, yeah.
Strand new management, Ryan McEnroe and Aaron O'Boyle, joint management.
And Aaron O'Boyle came on.
Brought him out, set it on a half-time and scored a hat-trick.
Yeah, that's the way
it went. Lead by example,
I beat Niall Murphy at an excellent game, I was told. He came on a half-time too.
He came on a half-time. That obviously must have changed. Were the 2-0
down? 2-0 down, yeah, supposedly. But they said them boys were stink. Sorry, I mince my words, but
you're on about the kebab on the table.
So that's only five teams through. Jesus,
five teams through. Yeah, when I looked at it first,
that goes around four.
There was more. Yeah, so, but all of a sudden you're in, like, it's the last 32. Like, you know,
there's no draw made, is there?
No, I think that should be out in the next couple of days. We don't know whether it's going to be this side of Christmas or not, but like, you could find yourself with a couple of decent home draws of being in the quarterfinals very quickly. Like,
yeah. So Kirby have won in two games. Is this the end?
You're getting me in trouble.
Where to next?
Yeah, like I was asked that time. Where do we go after six wins and one defeat? Yeah, it's certainly the drew out in Aachen there. Great result for Aachen. They drew 2-2, and I believe Mark Greene made a great save in the last minute, actually. Aachen could have stole it. And then, yeah, like, oh, look, Ballina would have been tough for them now yesterday. It's their band, like, your man Jesse Deaver scored a couple, who would have been, remember, he scored for Rovers in Dundalk last year.
Oh yeah,
the year Rovers got to Europe. Yeah, so I'd say they're strong now. They will be a strong team. So
about us in the Connacht Shield final in 2011, I remember.
Ballina Town. Yeah but like, I think, like, that's the only team in Ballina. Like, it's a big town to have one football team, isn't it?
No, I think there's another one, isn't there?
Is there?
I think so.
There's two, I believe. I can't remember the name of the other one. Rivals, of course.
I think so.
Right. I remember Marie telling me there's two of everything in the town except for rugby.
Is there two Gaelic clubs?
Yes, and there's two
across the river.
Oh, right.
There's two running clubs, I believe. Rivals. Big rivals.
Okay, there's two of everything, so
yeah, except for rugby. Yeah.
That's a good way to have it.
Yeah. It's like the Ark.
So
I know, look, they're playing in the last 32 of the All-Ireland Junior Cup this weekend, Carberry. So.
Who are they playing that? Oh, that's Saturday night, isn't it?
That's Saturday night against Strathan AFC from Kildare.
Where's that?
That's in McSherry.
Very good.
So 7 o'clock. I'm not sure, I don't know if the Strathan were looking to have a change or what, but yeah, so that'll be 7 o'clock, unfortunately.
They must be staying down.
They'll make it in time for the town hall section, will they?
They'll be back in time for January.
Yeah, I think maybe that's Strathan's reason to want to come to the podcast.
Yes, it is, actually.
You know.
Now that you say that, I was chatting a man from Strathan.
Apparently, no, I heard this story yesterday. Ballisadair and Moylock. So we were saying that Moylock were going up to Carrick to watch the GAA, yeah. But so Ballisadair went 2-1 up, and Moylock equalised about 6 minutes to go.
Oh, they didn't want extra time.
Your man turned to his manager. He goes, "Do you want us to score again?" And the manager just chews himself in the air. I don't know. Because it must have got tight. It must have been half on that game, was it?
It would have been nearly throwing that Ballinamore game, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was half on. So there was probably about, at that stage, I suppose it was what, about 20 to 12 like, or 20 to 1 out in Ballisadair, but they might not have known how close Ballisadair was to Carrick.
Yeah.
You know. Like, it's only, you'd be there, suppose, in 25 minutes, wouldn't you? But yeah, so if they didn't, I don't know whether they pushed on and try and get the equaliser then, but yeah, it's a good junior football quote.
It is. We go through the distance against fixtures.
Yeah, so as we said, Kirby against Strathan on Saturday night in Sherry Park. You want to throw your hat at that one?
Yeah, actually, as I said, I was chatting to Matt from Strathan there last week, and a few injuries, so Kirby will do that, 2-0.
2-0, lovely, yeah. So then in the Super League on Sunday morning, Real Tubber at home to Ballisadair United.
Ballisadair on a high after giving Moylock 69ers a good licking. So I'll go 2-1 to Ballisadair.
Maribel at home to Ballyboat.
2-1 to Merville.
2-1 to Merville. Yeah, Merville actually, they drew 3-0 with Manor there.
I think they picked it up since they gave you the points.
They got
together a wee bit, have they?
They have. That was a great result for them against Manor anyway. Then MCR at home to Cliffney in Sean Fallon Park.
Cliffney are strong, aren't they?
Cliffney are decent, yeah. No, they're decent, like, yeah.
Jack Davitt fell and scored 10 goals.
He's top scoring the
Did
league.
Did he score a load in one game or something?
Well, they beat Merville 11-2. Oh, so right. I think he scored 6 in one game. Like, so.
1-1.
1-1. Then Manor Rangers home to Strand Celtic.
Oh. Yeah, Strand are going to, full of beans, they're going to go to Manor Hamilton in the B Park and win 1-0.
1-0. And then post-podcast, Cartrin United versus Aachen Celtic.
The key word there is post-podcast. Aachen I'm sure to be on a bit of a high after thing. After drawing with Carberry. Where's that?
That's in McSherry.
Ah, you'll do them. 2-1.
2-1. Right. Then onto the Premier League. Ben Bulbin home to Colliery Bows.
Bows a good result yesterday against Manor, wasn't it? No?
Bows? Colliery, no, they're away.
Oh, sorry.
They're in the Connacht Shield, actually. They won on penalties. Some team from Roscommon.
2-0 to Colliery.
Glenview at home to Drumahair.
2-0 to Glenview.
We probably have to mention that last game between Drumahair and Valley Rovers. Did we podcast since then? We finished 10-6.
It was
breaking all
10-6.
Sorts of
records. Jesus Christ. No, we didn't mention that.
It was Drumahair and Valley Rovers, yeah. Yeah, that was would have been the Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night we played Ballisadair.
10-6.
10-6 it finished, yeah. So it was smashing all sorts of records. And then Ballygawley Celtic at home to Clanny United.
Oh, Ballygully are going well now. They had good training there as well. I seen them. They were on the sand at the Strand Hill running the beach. 1-0 to Ballygully.
Right. Then 2 o'clock, Kilglass, that is going down to Carrick.
3-1 to Kilglass.
And then finally, Gertrude Celtic versus Valley Rovers.
10-6.
And that wraps up the junior football, yeah.
Need to mention AstroTurf football made the return last week.
Oh, yeah, you got the boots
very,
out.
Very enjoyed. I did. I was sore now after it, and I was sore the next day.
Yeah, the Astro will find you out.
Yeah, the joints aren't great, but very enjoyable. Yeah. We got a 2-0 win against Merville, who had a few good players like that probably should be playing with the Merville team.
I've seen the Merville team, actually. I did look at it thinking that's a pretty good team there, yeah. Right, yeah.
So we got the win, and I'm not sure. Or Dorley Park FC drew 2-2 with Cornview, who'd be the favourites again.
Yeah. You're playing Cornview this week?
Playing Cornview Wednesday night.
Good to see the Owlastro League back though.
Ah, right? It is, yeah. And yeah. It was actually, no, it was not really a crowd, but there was about 10 people there.
A few people did go, yeah. See, well, I'm going to go watch you on Wednesday night.
I'd watch it if I was bored during the week, so. And
because actually, Sal texted me the other day saying, is there any team we should keep an eye out to follow? You know, like they might have the Jinxie Cat or, you know, so, you know, like a few characters like that in it. So we'll probably try and find a team.
The Strand secondary was a few characters. There were tight jersey we had. Whoa. Jesus Christ. But yeah, that's the big one in the Showgrounds on Wednesday night. Get in there.
Get in there.
It's all ticket as well. that's just for the football, I suppose, lads. Just come back with a quick wrap-up, will we?
Yep.
Okay. How long were we at that, Ross, now?
That is 37 minutes.
All right.
Not bad, no.
Yeah, well, we said it'd be a quick one. With the show on Saturday, this is our last actual podcast of the year.
Yes. Is that, yeah, we've agreed on that, haven't we?
Yeah.
We might release some bits of the show as a Christmas...
Christmas teaser. We won't have a fucking repeat of last Christmas.
We won't be doing what we did last Christmas anyways. Marty, actually, you listened to our Christmas...
I listened back to it. Jesus, it's fucking brutal. So
is it?
Apologies for the language. Actually, you should probably make an apology.
Actually, yeah, I have to apologise for my... What story? I was telling
foul language about a ski trip.
Obviously, must have really hurt me. It brought back a lot of painful memories. But
how
look,
did you count in that?
16, I think it was. Was it?
That's... I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah, a few people actually texted about it.
Yeah, I'd say you've met up a few more that you were sending on to me.
Oh.
put me in the fear. I was disgusted actually when I listened back and heard it.
Who did I say message me?
Oh, was it Sean Carroll? So went out of the way.
Chairman of Calera.
He's supposed to be a businessman.
I love the show, but Ross O'Boyle is disgusting. He's
supposed to be a businessman.
Yeah.
It's like, will you ever fuck off?
You'll fall for it someday. They'll forward it. WhatsApp messages always going.
Like, you know what? Well,
yeah, if it's not screenshotted.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, send me the screenshot. So
we could have worked that between us too. Yeah,
I know that trick.
But our, like, our live show will be our last show of the year, right? Our actual last show probably. So
yeah,
that's the big one. Tickets still on sale. We sold out. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Jesus Christ, ridiculous
headers.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
There really is.
For a bunch of idiots who took 5 hours to do their first show a year ago.
But we released an extra 50 after strenuous talks
with the Quinns.
The Quinn family dynasty.
Kev Senior came down and said, "Yes, I allow."
So
we're up. Yeah.
So there's another 50 on sale. So. Should buy them on there and we'll see you Saturday night, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
We're looking forward to it, I suppose.
I can't wait. Well, no, I'm not actually a bit nervous. You're shitting yourself, aren't you?
I'm shitting myself, yeah, to be honest. But look, as I said, it's either we pull it off and it's good for the audience, or it's a train crash and it's good for the audience. Yeah, so it's good for you regardless.
I said that to someone last night as well, yeah. Like, even if it goes to shite, there'll be 200 people there looing for drink, like, yeah. Messing.
So actually, we'll work in our favour that the we more or less will have the building to ourselves for the
evening. Yes, if anyone's worrying about that, it's ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people...
Kieran Carty, we'll announce him as a DJ now. We'll announce him as our DJ, so he's going to spin the tunes.
Yeah, people will be at tables. I was asked this a couple of times. Like, people were asking me, like...
I think you're just getting... Actually, we have to go in and finalise the seating plan, which I think it's just... There'll be rows of tables, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of space in here.
We like the darts.
Lovely pints as well. And...
could be one of the last nights out of Christmas, the way things are going.
Thinking, yeah. And vaccine certs are needed.
Yes.
Vaccine certs required, yeah.
FYI.
Yeah.
We're told
bouncers on the door.
So all the anti-vaxxers, sorry.
And what time are we opening the doors at?
6:45, is it?
Half six.
Half six, and we're on at 7.
We're on at 7.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
2 hours, we reckon, will be.
Okay.
Thanks again, everyone.
See, Saturday, I suppose.
And look, if anyone doesn't have a vaccine cert, I know a guy selling fake ones.
And get us questions in for our guests.
Yeah. I didn't forget mustache or no mustache today.
doing something missing.
Do it on the show.
We'll do it on the show. We'll do that actually. We will do it.
Okay.
The
final. Yeah. Thanks everyone.
Okay. Good night all.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the one second. The whistle is gone. And smoking over is at your back. By the river side, it can match the tide of all as it flows.
No, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
So bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Gary tried and drive the plane out over the gate. Out of the field, the Cotton. Jesus,
in the bookie shop, I don't need a...
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.